time to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
You start off with a suspicion that maybe something's going on, and then you start to look for evidence that your partner is cheating. Or maybe you have no suspicion whatsoever.
Yeah.
But now there's some weird, unexplained evidence.
I listened to a podcast the other day, and the girl was asking the question, how do you know the difference between your gut feeling and paranoia? Because there is a fine line.
Oh, yeah.
Because you should trust your gut, but then there's also where you get too paranoid. And the person on the podcast explained it pretty well. So, how did he explain it? It was really well.
Well, you got to tell us, Fallon.
Well, now I can't remember, but basically it was like, if you're making up things in your head that could happen, then, or like, if you're making up things that aren't truths, then I'm getting it wrong. This is a whole horrible thing. But there is a fine line between basically your gut and paranoia.
Okay, and I can totally see that. I think that sometimes we all get a little bit paranoid, and we think that the whole world is like conspiring against us somehow. And then sometimes we see something that just isn't right. Maybe paranoia is like there's no evidence at all.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, we all do the thing where I walk into the studio. Hi, Chloe. We'll get to you in a minute, Chloe. Can you hold on for a second?
Yeah, I can hold.
Yeah, okay. So, Chloe, you've probably done this before. You're at work. You walk into a room where there's like four of your coworkers, and they instantly all get quiet.
That happens every time I walk in this studio. So what are you and Jenny talking about?
Oh, you don't want to know. That's why we stop.
Well, and the thing is half the time it probably isn't even about you. It's probably about something they just don't want everyone to know about.
Absolutely true.
Like Jenny and I, when Dave's gone, we'll talk about things that we would not talk about maybe in front of Dave. And then he walks in and it gets quiet, and I could see where it'd be like, are they talking about me? Probably not.
Yeah, you know, I never really worry about whether anybody's talking about me, because sometimes you do need to talk about somebody. Like, I'm worried about Fallon.
Yeah.
You know, Fallon, whatever. And then Fallon walks in and you don't keep talking to him. So whatever. Anyway, Chloe, let's talk about whether you think are you being paranoid or you got your gut working here? Something's going on. What's happening on War of the Roses, Chloe?
I feel like it's a little bit of both. I'm worried that I'm being paranoid, but there's like an instinctual feeling based on what's kind of happened. But basically, I've been dating my boyfriend, Dustin, for a while. We lived together. And Friday, he decided he was going to go visit his mom in Montevideo. And he like went out there for the day, and you know, it's not too far away, so I figured he'd be back at night. Well, like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, he calls me and he said, I think I'm gonna stay out here for the weekend, and that's totally fine. But like, it's weird because he doesn't normally stay there when he goes to visit his mom.
Okay.
So, and he didn't mention like any reason that his mom needed him to stay or anything. So,
but you didn't kind of really. There was no red flags at that point because you're like, oh, it's a little bit weird. But you know what? It's his mom. Freak. I mean, who cares? Yeah. He's with his mom in Montevideo. Who cares?
Yeah. I would think it was
a huge deal.
I would think it was weird that it would go from a day trip to a full weekend. Like, if it's getting late, I'm going to stay the night. That I would get. But to say I'm going to stay the full weekend, I might be a little bit like, the full weekend? What's going on there?
Right. That's kind of what got me, because, you know, Saturday I was like, normally he would have been home by like noon. But I started getting worried because he takes medicine every day. And so I was like thinking to myself, like, uh-oh, what's he going to do without his medicine? Maybe he has some extra at his mom's. So I went into the bathroom to check the medicine cabinet. And when I did, his medicine wasn't there. So to me, it feels like he premeditated his stay out there, because that just doesn't make sense. And so that's what's got me paranoid.
Okay, but
intuitively, but like, peaked.
I can see that, but I don't know that I personally would make the quantum leap to him cheating. Lying, being dishonest, yeah, maybe.
But why would you lie about staying with your mom?
Maybe mom's got something really awful going on, or you've got something that you've got.
If you live with your partner, you would feel, even if you don't, you would feel comfortable telling something's going on with your mom. I would be like her, and maybe it's because of my paranoia, but I would be like, he planned this. This wasn't a spontaneous decision to stay the weekend. He was planning to be gone for the weekend. That's how my mind would work.
Okay. Yeah, I would think that too. But I think the last thing that would come to mind would be cheating. I mean, maybe not the last, but...
The only other thing that made me think that could possibly be cheating, besides the taking the medicine and staying longer than 24 hours or even 12 hours is that, you know, like Thursday before he left, he was on his phone a lot and doing those like little hidden smirks when, you know, someone sends you something funny. And like, I didn't really think about it because he's got a lot of friends, but I mean, I don't know. I'm so paranoid. I'm looking at everything like under a microscope right now. And I figured I'd call and see if we can catch him in something or see what he actually does. See how
okay.
he responds.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we totally can. I mean, it could be as something as like, he doesn't want you to know that he's hanging out with his old friend who he used to party with.
Oh, yeah.
Back,
I guess.
I mean, if he's from, did he grow up in Montevideo?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so if he's got the old party bunch back in Montevideo. I don't know your boyfriend, but maybe he's got people that he doesn't really want to tell you that he's hanging out with. And maybe he's
Yeah? He, you know, we all have a past and everything, and he left Montevideo mostly to get away from some unsavory people, so of course I'm a little bit worried, but it's just weird. He never stays at his mom's, and he talks about how he doesn't like really staying there longer than necessary, so it's just really strange.
It is weird
for me.
Yeah. All right, well, we can speculate all we want, but one thing we can do that gets some solid answers is to call him and say, basically, hey, we're going to take a survey, random person. We're with your cable company, and give me your satisfaction on these questions, and if you do, we will send you a dozen roses to send anywhere you want, blah blah blah. They usually fall for it. If he's never heard of War of the Roses, he'll probably fall for it, like, hey, free roses, sure, who do you want to send them to? And that's when he should say, Chloe, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, it's possible once in a while they'll argue and say, well, can I send it to my mom or whatever, and I guess that's maybe a more distinct possibility here. But who knows? We'll make that phone call coming up next.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
It is brought to you by 1-800-ASK-GARY. We're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel after we finish this up for some tips and the insights on relationships. He's a family law attorney. A couple of text messages. I'm just hoping he's looking at rings and needed to stay one more day to hopefully get the ring.
Oh, that's like, that didn't even cross my mind, but that is a really nice thought.
But I know full damn well he's probably cheating or nose deep in the drugs. Nose deep in the drugs. God,
wow.
I hope he's not nose deep in the drugs.
And
I don't know which one is worse.
They spell drugs with a Z, so you know they're serious, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Here's another person that says, trust your gut. I had a bad feeling. And my ex-husband was having an affair, and she ended up pregnant. And we still don't know if it's his or her husband.
This one, though, is siding with him a little bit, saying, I always take all of my meds with me when I'm leaving, even if it's for a night, not just what I need. And honestly, that probably is a smart thought. If it's something you need, you probably should have it on you.
Our friend Chance, who's always got an opinion, he says, or maybe it's an old fling that maybe he wants to hit 50-50 to me right now, but I'll tell you this much, his mama ain't gonna snitch.
Yeah.
That's what Chan says, because you know what? Your mama's not gonna snitch.
No.
But what if she did? What if she called her up and said, you know what? I know he's lying to you. He has been with Megan all weekend long. He is not with me.
We've had that before on War of the Roses. Do you remember the woman did War of the Roses on her own daughter? And we were like, what? Because she liked the guy so much and she thought her daughter was being unfair to him. Oh. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Let's make the phone call and find out what he really was doing in Montevideo.
Justin, that is all the time we need for the survey. Just a little bit more time. Hopefully it's not a problem to get you set up with the dozen long stem romantic roses.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, perfect. What we'll grab from you first is we need to know who you want to send these beautiful flowers to. Who would you like to send those to?
Yeah, her name's Brittany.
Okay. And, we do have a card option, too, if you want to attach a message to these roses.
Yeah. I'll say, see you next Tuesday. That's we'll send between us, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one before.
Really? Really? Justin, you're really going to send them to Brittany and not to me?
Wait.
Are you kidding?
Wait, who?
That would be your... Justin, I'll just jump in. This is who you were speaking to, but that is your girlfriend, Chloe, on the phone.
Yeah, hi, your girlfriend, Chloe. Oh. Remember me? Hi.
And this is actually a radio station, and Chloe had asked us to see because she felt things were suspicious last weekend when you were supposed to visit your mom, and then it turned into a full weekend trip, and she checked the medicine cabinet, and the medicine that you have to take was conveniently gone as though it was pre-planned. And so she called us to have us check. And so we work with a local radio station. I'm Fallon, and then Dave is here also.
Hello.
And
oh my God.
Yeah. And so she wanted to see who you'd send roses to if you had the option, and you chose Brittany, which is apparently, who is Brittany, Chloe?
Oh, Brittany's his high school girlfriend. Could you be any more stereotypical there, Justin? So let me just like get this straight really fast. You tell me you're going to see your mom on Friday, and instead of just, you know, coming back like you usually do, you're going to stay the weekend, which you planned on staying the weekend to begin with. You went there intentionally knowing you were coming back, and you wanted to meet up with Brittany, your high school girlfriend, the one that you told me has nasty black hairs around her. Really? Oh my. Every time we're at the gym and you see a shirtless guy, you're like, ew, that reminds me of Brittany and her hairy. And here you are on those. I guess. I am so shocked. I cannot believe you, Justin. Like, what's wrong with you? Check out your tongue there, Justin. Can't think of anything to say now?
Which question was he answering
first?
Don't
you mean, yeah, no? Isn't that what you were trying to say? I mean, basically, it sounds like he's totally busted.
Yeah.
It sounds like she was right. She did not need to get information from his mama. It turned out that it sounds like he went out there with the medication because he knew he was going to be there all weekend.
With his little high school girlfriend.
Trust your gut. I mean, you got your paranoia versus a gut feeling. And see, that's the thing. What's a gut feeling versus paranoia? Because you can be like, okay, I know he's cheating. How do you know? I have a gut feeling. Well, what's the difference? I don't know. Jonathan Fogle, family lawyer from Fogle Family Law, has had some experience with gut feeling versus paranoia. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, doing good. When you heard this, it reminded you, Jonathan's one of these guys who's been doing law long enough. He's like, yep, oh yeah, I've heard of this before. And he's even starting to talk like that Old West cowboy a little
bit. Wow.
Like, oh yeah, you know, back in my day.
Wow, Jonathan.
No, that is how I talk, you know, back in the old days when I used to practice.
Used to? Jonathan, we're directing people to still use you. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that one. But
what do you got from this, Jonathan?
Well, you know, a lot about, you know, this idea of paranoia and gut feeling, right? So there was a case a long time ago. This was before social media. So that's how long I go back to that old cowboy voice. Oh, before the social media stuff. But the husband in that case was really paranoid, convinced that everyone was out to get him, his ex-wife, the other attorney, the evaluator, the judge. And he just, you know, he wasn't able to really just kind of take responsibility for his own behavior. But what he did is he got these huge lawn signs made and put them all over his lawn, basically calling the judge corrupt, the evaluator corrupt, the whole system was corrupt, and put them in his lawn so people that would drive by would see.
Wow. So like he was just not, he thought, one of the, that's not a gut feeling. That's paranoia where you think everybody's out to get you.
Yeah, I think it was more of a paranoia than a gut feeling. And, you know, he took it so far, unfortunately, when they were in court for the actual trial, he had to be restrained because he just could not stop talking, couldn't stop yelling back at the judge and kind of, you know, making comments as people were testifying. And the judge went so far as to threaten that if he kept doing that, they were going to put him in contempt and put him in jail until the end of the hearing.
Wow. So don't do that. So you know what? I always wonder when you see somebody in court, Jonathan, and you know they're lying. Let's say that Fallon and I are getting a divorce and she says that I spent all of my money on hookers and cocaine. And I know that I haven't spent any of the money. I just have to sit there in court and wait until it's my turn to testify. I can't stand up and say, she's lying. Right?
Yeah, it's not a Jack Nicholson moment where you know, yell, you can't handle the truth. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, what I tell my clients is, look, you're going to hear things that are untrue. You're probably going to hear things that you don't like. But you got to sit on your hands. You got to let me do my job on cross-examination and come back and show that those things aren't true. But it's hard. Right. It's hard to sit there and listen to that.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was shocked. I had a situation in my personal life, and I'm not going to name names because I'm not going to, but they basically lied and said, Dave has never paid more than a couple hundred dollars child support here and there. And I saved every hundreds of canceled checks with their signature on the back, each one for a big amount of money. And as I heard them say, he's never paid more than like $50 here, $70 there. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But they would have gotten away with it. And I'll be honest with you. The mediator believed everything she said. There was, yeah. It was like I was the evil ex-husband, boyfriend. Well, and she
yeah,
believed
I think
everything
part of it is
she
that
said.
People, yeah, people aren't. So people want to believe other people, right? People want to believe that people aren't going to lie, mm-hmm. right? And so what I tell my clients is just make sure that you're never, you know, you're always telling the truth, right? We always want to tell the truth because if you're caught lying, then your credibility is shot and the judge isn't going to believe anything you say after that.
Yeah, true. It's like if you know a liar, then yeah, then you know that's just what it can be. Jonathan, I've talked too much, but give us your tips that you noticed that you want to pass along about your experience this week.
Yeah, this is just more a general tip, and I hear this all the time when people call me for a consultation. They want to hire the biggest jerk as their attorney, right? Oh, I want you to be really tough, and I want you to go after them. And what I tell people is that's not true. You don't want to hire the biggest jerk. What you really want is the attorneys willing to roll up their sleeves and work really hard to get you the best settlement.
Yeah.
Right? The one that's the most prepared, that knows your case, and really that's willing to tell you what you need to hear and not just what you want to hear. Because mm-hmm. any attorney can be a jerk and bang on the table and yell and scream. And look, there's been times in my career where I've had to do that in order to get what we want. But the best attorneys are the ones who know how to work with the other side, work within the court system, and work with the experts in a collegial manner, not just being a jerk.
Right.
Do you know an attorney like that, Jonathan, that I could hire that knows how to do all that stuff?
You know what? It just so happens I do know somebody.
You do.
What?
Oh, okay.
Who's that, right. Jonathan?
Get a hold of Jonathan Fogel on FogelFamilyLaw.com. You don't want to see Jonathan on the other side of the courtroom when you walk in with your ex. So find him on FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, thanks so much for being on. Have a good weekend.
Thank
we'll see you,
you
next
guys.
Week, okay?
All right, you guys have a great week.